At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor at Autofin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this episode of the podcast, being recorded during the Vehicle Finance Conference in Las Vegas, hosted by the American Financial Services Association, pleased to welcome back Cheryl Miller, who is the Vice President of Operations for DealerTrack F&I Solutions. Cheryl, it's great to have you back on the podcast. Great to see you. How are you?
Great, Nick, and great to be in person with you.
Absolutely. Well, certainly, it's what's happened and impacted all of us has been significant, and an effort to search for the silver linings of this pandemic. What do you see as maybe one or two technology developments that really accelerated faster than anyone anticipated, because of necessity or whatever moniker you want to put on it, that's been for the betterment of dealerships and finance companies too?
And not only for the betterment of finance companies, dealerships, but the consumer, right? I mean, the pandemic has definitely just really accelerated the entire digital need for online, the consumer wanting to do, you know, their part of really looking online, searching online, really wanting to drive that digital transaction. I mean, our dealers actually, you know, are loving digital contracting, remote signing, just tools in their tool bag that help them facilitate the need to be able to genuinely sell that car online and really respond to the consumer's needs. I mean, we're seeing, like, you know, consumers that are doing over 50% of the searching online, doing 50% of the transaction online, and really wanting to just really engage in that manner with the dealership. So those tools have really helped accelerate the digital experience for the dealer and the consumer. So remote signing, digital contracting, two really important growing aspects of the digital space.
Well, as you alluded to, just how real is that consumer sentiment nowadays that they want to acquire and take delivery of a vehicle just like they would groceries or shoes or anything else you can order online that comes right to your doorstep nowadays? How real is that wave, so to speak?
Yeah, it's so real, it's almost scary real, right? To your point about, I just want to go on Amazon and order my shoes or do whatever what it is. The consumer, especially since the pandemic, just think about how many things the consumer is doing online now. And this is a natural transition for them as well. I mean, they just really feel like that experience should lend itself to the car buying experience as well. So I think that there's no doubt that the dealers want it, the consumers want it, and the consumers expect it, right? Not every consumer will buy online, but a huge majority of the consumers really are moving online.
Again, the voice you're hearing for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Cheryl Miller, who is the Vice President of Operations for DealerTrack F&I Solutions, and we're sharing our conversation in Las Vegas during AFSA's Vehicle Finance Conference. And perhaps next, Cheryl, in the room for improvement department, if you want to give it that titling, just what's your assessment of how sometimes the transition of a consumer from the car shopper to the car buyer can sometimes be a little clunky, depending on what processes and technology might be in place, either online or at the dealership? What's your assessment of the room for improvement factor?
Well, I think that as our industry continues to really embrace the digital tool set, whether it's digital contracting or remote signing, I think that that will just continue to improve. I mean, if you think about the things that we can do already digitally from a transactional experience, I think the industry, and I know Cox Automotive, will be continued to be very focused on in continuing to improve that process, it make it more seamless for our dealers, for our lenders and consumers, to really be able to feel like it is a seamless experience and not one that's just online and doesn't translate to in-store. But, you know, so we're very focused on that because the consumer, no matter where they pick up the deal, they want to know that that process is continuing. So our focus on digital tools and really wanting to make sure that that process continues to improve and become more seamless, I think is important. I mean, 80% of our dealers surveyed plan to offer more parts of the actual deal online. So it's just going to grow. And as that need and desire for the dealers to get more online grows, we're going to work to definitely continue to improve the process.
Closing moments here with Cheryl Miller, the Vice President of Operations for DealerTrack F&I Solutions. And I posed this question to other industry folks, have had a chance to visit with here in Las Vegas. But what gives you the most pride nowadays when you say that you're part of the automotive industry? Friends, family, whomever, what makes you kind of put your shoulders up a little higher to say that you're a part of automotive?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. I think about just the dynamics that have happened to our industry during the pandemic. I mean, you just can't help but be proud of how the dealers, the lenders have really embraced the ability to say, we want to ensure that we can still do business even in the pandemic. And they just, gosh, the way they embraced new technologies, the way they embraced the ability to help the consumer. I mean, we've been doing this in the pandemic for well over 2 years, heading into our third. Mm-hmm. And just to watch all of that just makes me very proud of the industry to be so resilient in a difficult, difficult time. So I look forward to that continuing and really for the industry to continue to develop and move forward.
Well said. That's Cheryl Miller, Vice President of Operations for DealerTrack F&I Solutions. Cheryl, thank you again for making time for us. It's great to see you and definitely all the best for continued success.
Thanks, Nick. Great to see you as well.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our fantastic executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.